Hey, where is my startup music? Oh my gosh, it didn't come on. Okay, welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. But I don't know, I have great startup music. It didn't come on. I'm very disappointed by that, but let me see if I could find it. No, we'll just do it this way. Hold on, let's see. All right, we'll just do this.
Milk and cereal, milk and cereal.
Joe Tucker from Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, check out all of our books on Kindle and Amazon, and a movie based on a book she wrote. It's called Cake, A Love Story, available on Amazon. Check that out. Okay. Check out me, too.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me, too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Hey, everybody, that's tongue-in-cheek. Don't get offended. It's a joke. Anyway, good show. Speaking of laughter, October 1st, 2019, at the Gotham Comedy Club presents A Night of Laughter, a benefit to help Rebecca Albrecht, A Better Life, hosted by Michelle Ballin with comic legend Aline Boozer, additional performances with award-winning musical comedian Angela LaGreca, award-winning New York solo performer Susan Jeremy. Okay, reservations are 212-367-9000. It's $20 with a two-drink minimum. Cash donations are greatly accepted. Gotham Comedy Club is at 208 West 23rd Street. So check that out. At 6 p.m., there's a silent auction. Showtime is 7 to 8:30. All proceeds go directly to Rebecca's care to enable her to move to a loving and caring environment. She became completely paralyzed on her left side after brain surgery in 2013. Let's help Rebecca have a better life. It's a good cause with a great cast. Very worthwhile. Okay, let's get some music going too today. I don't know what kind of music we're in the mood for. Okay, I just like this. This song's a little about New York. It's called The High Line by Tom Carosa.
The perfect place to take a walk, full of fun and fancy weeds. down on pricey shops that feed all your fashion needs. It's the High Line. It's a park up in the sky, the High Line. Though I'm still not certain why, people from all over stroll and smile and stop. The camera snap away, cause everything's a photo op. The High Line is a fine sign that things are looking up. Strangers pass each other and they gladly say what's up. You'll see the weirdest buildings there. They may make you recoil. There's even one that looks like it was made from used tinfoil. If you don't love it, everyone thinks it's fab. It's the only place in town where you won't get knocked down by a cab. The High Line is a fine sign that things are looking up. Strangers pass each other and they gladly say shut up. Walk under a hip hotel for frisky people to kinky. And river glimmers, New Jersey gives a glow. You can sit in a cutout wedge that in winter fills with snow. The High Line is a gold mine, like I heard one tourist say. If I lived here, I would go there every single day.
Hey. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker wants you to know that it's Halloween Fun Fest starting on October 1st. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Ad Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Gordon, what do you have? Okay, you have something that, for those of you who can't make it to Gotham, you can go on October 1st to Washington Heights. Word up, super storytellers. Okay. That's Eric Vedder's no-name comedy variety show. Producer Eric Vedder. And this week it'll be Sharon Spell, Nelson Lugo, and Van Epps, Kevin Berry to the Word Up Community Bookstore on Tuesday, October 1st, 7 p.m. Okay, go to wordupbooks.com. That's at 2113 Amsterdam Avenue at 7 p.m. Okay, what else? He's got another one. October 12th, my birthday. Okay. Celebrating Neen, a comedy and music festival benefit honoring Janine Leibart at Autos on Saturday, October 12th, in memory of a friend, colleague, Janine, who passed away in 2018. Celebrating Neen, an afternoon music Saturday. That's at Auto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar, 538 East 14th Street. Suggested donation is $10, and that's at 3 p.m. Okay, I got so many things to promote that I'm going to do them in between our songs, right? How about that? Okay.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about three telephone operators.
Hello? How can I direct your call?
Who overhear the murder of a cat burglar?
Bang, bang, bang.
just rearrange everything. Needs to pull harder on the heartstrings. Who wants to root for a murdered burglar? Add more drama.
How about three telephone murderers who operate from the chat?
That's a great idea by me. Everything I asked for. And it's all wrong. Needs more cat.
More cat?
More cat! Right meow!
How about three telephone cats who own a murderer?
Oh, sounds great. Break a leg. Is still there. It's true. The house is still there, and it was bombed during the war by the RAF. I was born in London and came to America. My father came over a year ahead, and he was a stonemason and worked on this church, and then said, you got to all come. So the six brothers, one was born here. We all got on the boat, and we had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun playing with the cattle and everything. When we got to Ellis Island, I ran all over the place. I wouldn't let them vaccinate me. I didn't want them to put that needle. I didn't want that. And I ran all over the place. I must have been 3 years old or something. And they finally got to me.
Yes? No?
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on a merry-go-run-around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then pop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on a merry-go-run-around.
Dumbo, why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
I may have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in the tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound. But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then pop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-round. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. Oh!
That was Bob Hope, Dorothy Lamour, and Bing Crosby. I like that song. That was fun. Okay, October 13th, the day after my birthday. So everybody getting the hint? Susan Jeremy presents Robert Will Show You the Door, Tales of Being Fired by Susan Jeremy. It's 9 p.m. at Ta-Da Theater, 15 West 28th Street, second floor between Broadway and Fifth Avenue in New York City. Go to brownpapertickets.com/event/4332115. It's a great show. I've seen little snippets of it, so I highly recommend it. Okay. Who else do I have? Have I left anybody out? Okay, one more. Lie Baby Lie by Rhonda Hanson, a award-winning comedian and director, Friday, October 18th, 7:30 p.m., The Lounge at Dixon Place, 161A Christie Street, New York City, and it's free. RSVP on Eventbrite, and check out Rhonda Hanson on Facebook. It's going to be a great show, too. That's at Dixon Place. Okay. All right, let's get back to my show. That was the most plugs I think I've ever done in one show. Very much. Okay. Let's see. Oh, let's do some self-serving comedy with me, Nancy Lombardo. All right? I think it sounds like a great idea.
Christopher Reagan! Boy, I won't do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just... Hello there, you sweeties. Well, want to be in my show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Lombardo. Probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over.
can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She doesn't.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old present. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! I don't have time for this kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home, she goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store, I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where did babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from absolute vodka.
I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little, because I had really curly hair, and my mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow, and she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris, that other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You look friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
thank you for tuning in today to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. And don't forget, Gotham Comedy Club, October 1st, a night of laughter, benefit to help Rebecca Elbrick, A Better Life, hosted by Michelle Ballin with comic legend Elaine Boozler, additional performances by award-winning musical comedian Angela Greca and award-winning New York solo performer Susan Jeremy. It's a great benefit for a great cause. Gotham Comedy Club, Tuesday night, October 1st, $20 admission. Reservations are 212-367-9000, 212-367-9000. That's going to be a great show, everyone. Please go. All right. Thank you for tuning in. This is What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Big kiss. Bye-bye.